Here's a puzzle that went viral across the internet, from philosophy journals to bodybuilding forums. How many holes does a straw have? 0, 1, 2? The debate reveals something profound. We lack a shared language for describing the most basic features of reality. Yet geometry offers exactly that language, one so fundamental that even under the influence of psychedelics, when higher reasoning dissolves, pure geometric forms emerge first in human consciousness. From pandemic modeling to artificial intelligence, from democratic redistricting to quantum physics, geometry permeates every aspect of modern life. It's not a dusty relic from high school, but a living language evolving faster than ever before, shaping how we understand everything from disease spread to whether our votes actually count. The straw debate has merit because each position reveals flaws in our intuition. The zero holes argument fails because bagels clearly have holes. The two holes position can't define where one hole ends and another begins. The one-hole theory seems reasonable until you apply it to human anatomy. Topology offers a way forward by focusing on essential properties while ignoring irrelevant details. In 1864, Abraham Lincoln credited geometry as the source of his persuasive power. Struggling to understand demonstrate, he mastered Euclid's geometry until he could recite any proposition on sight. His Gettysburg Address describes America as dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal, using proposition mathematically. Lincoln's distinctive quality was integrity, only saying what he could justify. Geometry taught him intellectual honesty, making it morally impossible for Lincoln to argue dishonestly. The true value of studying geometry isn't proving theorems later, but learning to expose fallacies and build rock-solid arguments from first principles. Henri Poincaré captured topology's essence. Geometry is the art of reasoning well from badly drawn figures. In topology, even squiggles count as circles if they're closed curves. Analyzing pants topologically reveals two holes, not three. The waist opening combines the two leg holes. Emmy Noether formalized this in the 1920s, seeing holes as dimensions in space. Just as you need two independent directions to navigate a map, pants have two independent hole dimensions. The three openings are related. Traveling along all three returns you to your starting point. Symmetry underpins modern geometry. In Euclidean geometry, rigid motions, translations, reflections, rotations are fundamental symmetries, each creating unique invariants, properties unchanged under transformation. In 1904, Poincaré warned of a crisis. Maxwell's equations weren't invariant under expected transformations. He soon proved they were symmetric under novel Lorentz transformations that intermingled space and time. Though Poincaré discovered this geometry, Einstein boldly reimagined physics according to these symmetries in 1905. Minkowski formalized the geometry, and Emmy Noether later established the fundamental connection between symmetries and conservation laws. Despite her groundbreaking work, Noether was expelled from Göttingen in 1933 for being Jewish, dying shortly after emigrating to America. These geometric insights revolutionized our understanding of space, time, and fundamental laws. At the 1904 St. Louis Exposition, Sir Ronald Ross discovered that a randomly moving mosquito travels on average about the square root of its lifetime in days. A 10-day mosquito travels roughly 2.52 kilometers, while one living 200 days reaches about 11.27 kilometers, only four times farther despite living 20 times longer. This random walk principle explains why polls of just 200 people can predict millions of voters' preferences. In a perfectly balanced state, finding 106 Republicans and 94 Democrats is normal, but 120 Republicans would be as unlikely as a mosquito wandering 40 kilometers, just 3 in 1,000. However, reliability demands truly random sampling. Even slight biases dramatically increase misleading results. This law of anti-averages explains why Nate Silver gave Trump a 33% chance of winning in 2016, while others predicted 7% or less. Silver accounted for correlated polling errors across swing states, understanding that errors don't cancel out randomly, but compound in predictable geometric patterns. Marian Franklin Tinsley, a math professor, dominated checkers for 40 years, losing just 2 championship games. His final opponent was Chinook, a computer program. Though Tinsley won their 1992 match, he resigned their 1994 rematch due to pancreatic cancer, dying 8 months later, marking the end of human dominance in checkers. Games are geometric structures that can be fully mapped. Checkers was mathematically solved in 2007, proving perfect play yields a draw. Despite nearly 500 trillion possible positions, it could be analyzed by working backward and pruning branches. Yet people still play passionately. As Tinsley said, "If we play a lot of beautiful games, that will be my reward. Checkers is such a beautiful game that I don't mind losing." Perfection isn't beauty. Interest exists only because humans are imperfect. AI is fundamentally just math. Machine learning uses gradient descent, sophisticated trial and error, like mountaineering without a map. The system constantly assesses which changes improve performance most. 2 challenges exist: getting trapped in local optima, reaching a small peak while missing the higher mountain, and navigating infinite dimensional strategy spaces. Despite its mystique, deep learning relies on 1950s math. Neural networks resemble 1980s synthesizers, with operators connecting to create vast possibilities. The mystery is why they generalize so well to unseen examples. The 2018 Wisconsin elections revealed a stark Democratic paradox. Democrats swept statewide offices, yet Republicans maintained a 63-36 assembly majority. This wasn't luck. It was engineered through partisan redistricting. Despite winning more votes statewide, Democrats couldn't overcome district lines precisely drawn to guarantee Republican control. Wisconsin's 2011 map was created in secret, with the final Joe aggressive version designed to maintain Republican control even when losing the popular vote. Modern computational power has transformed gerrymandering from art to science, with mapmakers running countless simulations to optimize partisan advantage. The fundamental insight: we shouldn't search for a numerical standard of fairness. The opposite of gerrymandering isn't proportional representation. It's simply not gerrymandering. The real question is, does this districting resemble what a neutral party would draw? The solution: generate thousands of maps automatically using computers with no partisan preference. By comparing actual districts to this neutral distribution, we can identify partisan manipulation through rigorous geometric analysis rather than subjective judgment. Geometry can reinforce or challenge power structures. British colonizers used neoclassical architecture to impose order. French monarchs deployed formal gardens to represent hierarchy. Edwin Abbott's 1884 novel Flatland depicts geometric shapes in rigid social hierarchy: circles at the top, women as line segments. The square protagonist glimpses a higher dimension when visited by a sphere, but is imprisoned for sharing this revelation. Yet Abbott, an Anglican priest advocating women's education, was satirizing this hierarchy, suggesting geometry offers liberation by allowing beings to infer higher dimensions through pure thought. Pulitzer Prize-winning poet Rita Dove captured this in Geometry, where walls become transparent, windows hinged into butterflies, everything moving toward some point true and unproven. Geometry empowers students to create their own knowledge rather than defer to authority. The Pythagorean theorem isn't true because Pythagoras said so. We can prove it ourselves. Understanding is the goal, when walls go transparent and the ceiling flies off. The paradox? We are simultaneously alone in our deepest thoughts, yet connected to everyone on Earth. Everyone does geometry differently, but everyone does it, measuring both world and self, finding liberation in the precise language of shape and space.